JIS Radio presents Roundabout JA, a 5-minute feature on local news, ideas, people, places, and things. Roundabout JA.
On today's program, spotlight on amazing dads as the Bureau of Gender Affairs launches a new documentary series. And later, a tip from the Plaid Quarantine Division. Let's go Roundabout JA. Stay tuned.
Conditions are favorable for an increase in the beet armyworm population. Farmers, act early to prevent damage from the pest. Monitor scallion, onion, and other crops twice per week to look for egg sacs. Install pheromone traps, handpick pests where practical. Apply appropriate insecticides at egg hatching stage and harvest all mature scallion. Let's work together to keep the beet armyworm population low. For more information, contact your nearest RADA office or call 1-888-275-7232.
A new television miniseries has been launched to help promote positive stories about fathers in Jamaica. Amazing Dads is the brainchild of the Men of God Against Violence and Abuse Magava Ministry, a nonprofit organization which has partnered with the Bureau of Gender Affairs, the AIDS Healthcare Foundation, and the Management Institute for National Development, MIND, to realize the concept. Gender Minister Olivia Grange has endorsed the initiative, giving commendations to Magava founder Reverend Jason Downer for his project to mobilize and highlight men as productive members of society.
The Amazing Dads miniseries is a well-needed platform. It's a platform needed to highlight the positive roles of men, notably our Jamaican fathers. There are many amazing stories of fathers who have gone above the call of duty for their children and their families' well-being, despite challenging circumstances. I commend Reverend Jason Downer, founder and president of Magava, and his creative team for conceptualizing the idea of Amazing Dads.
Minister Grange says she is hopeful that positive messages about Jamaican men will motivate the male population to become positive role models. Reverend Downer says there are also plans to take the initiative to rural communities, teaching fathers and husbands how to adequately execute their roles and functions. The weekly half-hour television series will premiere on November 19 to coincide with the celebration of International Men's Day. The Vision 2030 Secretariat is housed within the Planning Institute of Jamaica, or PIOJ, which was mandated in 2006 by the government to spearhead the preparation of a long-term national development plan, which we know as Vision 2030. Visit vision2030.gov.jm or call 906-4463-4 for more information. The following tip is brought to you by the Plant Quarantine Division in the Ministry of Agriculture and Fisheries. If you suspect that there is a pest on your farm or at your home, call the Plant Quarantine Inspection Branch at 977-6992. The earlier the unit is able to detect a pest, the better equipped it will be to eradicate it. That tip was brought to you by the Plant Quarantine Division. On our community notice board, Caribbean Generals of Intercessors will host an Intercessors Gathering Conference on Saturday, October 28 at 10 a.m. at 5 Parkington Plaza. Call 898-3357 for more details. And Sandals, Beaches and Grand Pineapple Negril Resorts, in partnership with the Ministry of Health, Misty Blue Cancer Care Foundation and Radiology West, will host its Simply the Breast Cancer Awareness Community Tour on Saturday, October 28, from 8:30 a.m. to 4 p.m. The tour will make stops in Lucy, Green Island, Negril Town Center, and Savannah Lamar. And that's where we end today's program. Thanks for listening. Join us tomorrow as we highlight happenings Roundabout JA. With studio engineer Joel Samuels, I'm Vanessa Silvera. Walk good.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.